Sometimes when I come up here, I'm just at a place that I just want to stand in the sunshine, S-O-N, the sunshine, and let God be God. Just let God be God. Give me a little bit right here, Jody. Just let God be God. Father, we love you today. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Father, I realize that we're clay. And I realize, Lord, that we're so undeserving. And I realize, God, that you could have saved anybody in the world besides me. But you did. And I thank you for it. I thank you, God, that as a young man, when I didn't even know it was you, Lord, speaking to my heart, in the tenderness of my youth, you are working on me. And you were speaking to me. Just the little incidental things of life that so many would overlook. It was you all along the way that was showing us who you are. Lord, Moses was on the mountain, Exodus 33. And Moses said these words, Lord, I'll go, but I won't go alone. And Lord, if you go with me, show me your glory. And God, would you do that again for the people in this room and those that's watching? Those wherever this is being seen or heard. Would you take us into your glory, into the glory cloud, into that place of your presence, that cloud representing your presence. Lord, take us there. Because, Lord, I know today if we don't find you, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. So, Lord, let your glory fill this place in a phenomenal way. May not be like what we've always been used to. May not even be anything that we've experienced. But God, we want you in this place today. In Jesus' name. Can you just give him a wave offering? Can you just give him a wave offering? Where would we be without God today? Any of us? Where would we be without him? Where would we be? Amen. Let me make one quick announcement as we move forward this morning, that we are going to be having a membership class tonight for new members. If you want to meet at 5 o'clock in that classroom right behind that wall right there, I'll be there with you for a while, chit-chatting. And then next Sunday morning, we'll be taking in new members into the church. It's been a long time since we've done that. I'm one of these guys that I'm not trying to build a membership role. I'm trying to build the kingdom. I've done quick membership classes, and people leave as quick as they come. I'm not interested in that. Not at all. I'm interested in building people and disciples and people that'll be an asset to the church and people that know who we are as a church. And that's what my desire is, and just to let people know we love them and to care for them, and we want them to be a part of this body. Amen. I got a message on my heart that I want to share with you, and if I get done with it, if I don't, that's okay too. I'll go as long as I'm supposed to, and then I'll just stop there. Let me just sort of say it like this. Let me say it in two ways. I'm not God. Wow. But I'm here to do my best to represent God. As Moses did before the people. I'm not even Moses, nowhere near. There's things in the scripture that I don't understand. Don't fall out of your seat yet. I remember when I was getting started in ministry, I used this phrase to myself, well, I can't preach. I don't know the Bible. I would say, I can't preach because I don't know everything the Bible says. And when I learn the Bible and I know everything the Bible says, then I'll preach. Do you know I wouldn't be doing it to this day if I understood all the mysteries of God? There's a lot of things I don't understand. There's a lot of things I don't get to this day. By my confession, I've already told you I'm not God. I was challenged this past week, and if you're watching, God bless you. My faith was challenged. It's okay. I can deal with that. But to tell me I have no faith, as I was told, is a horse of a different color. I'm not God. I can't heal nobody. I can't take a heart that's sin sick, make it over again, but I know a man who can. I wish. I told somebody, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying, it's just what I said. I said, Annette, I said, I wish I could just wiggle my nose to make it all better. Don't you too? But I can't. It hurts my heart to see people hurt. It brings me to tears as a human being to see so many people hurt. And Dixie, I feel absolutely helpless. Because we're living in a day and an hour where it seems like that everywhere you go is more pain and more misery and more heartache and more hardships. And you know what? That just proves to you and I how much we really do need God. So when I was challenged earlier in the week, it really put me on a path of searching myself in my belief of God, my faith. And I'm going to tell you something today, friend, my faith is solid as a rock. Amen. Because I know in whom I have believed. And then him, the Bible says, there is, James, the book of James says, in him there is no shadow of turning. In him, there's no variance. In other words, that just simply means God is not one way today and another way tomorrow. But yet when Paul began to teach about a lot of the stuff that Paul talked about, Paul was even caught up into the third heavens. Kathy, by the way, you know I'm not there. Paul was caught up into the third heavens. And God took Paul on this, let me use my term, this crazy wild ride. As he went up into the third heavens and he showed Paul this open heaven, if you would, and so much that Paul came back down to the earth and he said, there's things that I have seen that would, let me say it like this, that would absolutely blow your mind. And Paul said, well, here's the thing. Along with that revelation of God comes a thorn. There's mine. It's still over there. It's a little drier now, but it's over there. For you that was here a couple of Sunday nights ago. Paul said that there was given to me also a thorn. He said a thorn in the flesh. I don't know what it was. The Bible don't reveal that to us. But he said that the messenger of Satan come and buffeted him. Every day, day in, day out. There's that old messenger of the devil right there in front of me. I don't know how many of you have ever fought the devil. I mean, I'm talking about Johnny went down to Georgia and played a little fiddle. I mean, you know, whatever Charlie Daniels did. I don't know about all that. Somebody said, I fought the devil and I won. Job fought the devil. Look at the book of Job. I don't have time to go into that. When they went out to present themselves as the children of God that day, along comes the devil. Newsflash, 911 coming up. As long as you live in this natural body, you're going to fight the devil. Every day, that rascal's going to show his thinking head. You'll be floating along thinking everything's going along good, singing zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day, Mr. Bluebird on your shoulder. And all of a sudden, Paul said, I sought God. I think he begged God. God, I got ministry to do. I got things to do, God. I've got to get busy going to Macedonia and Galatia and all these other places. But all along the way, he fought the devil. Let me ask you something. Anybody in the room brave enough to say, I fought the devil this week? The rest of you, God bless you, because your day's coming. But he said, I sought the Lord. But he said these words, my grace is. You know me long enough, I pick up on these little bitty words. These words jump off the page at me when I'm studying. They just, bam, there they are. And God says, my grace is. My grace is. Woo! It's there, Ronnie. His grace is there. With what you're dealing with. His grace is, what you're dealing with. I could go around this room, what you're dealing with. What you're dealing with. What you're dealing with. All the way around this room. Because God's given me the favor of to be here with you long enough to know what you deal with so I can pray and I can bear that burden with you. But he says, my grace is. Somebody say that with me. My grace is. My grace is enough, sufficient. You will not go in lack. It's more than efficient. It's more than enough. Sometimes we struggle in trying to figure God out. I've done that for a long time. And I've not figured Him out yet. I go over in the book of Isaiah, and it talks about this in Isaiah. Isaiah is a good place to talk about this. I think it's along chapter 55, along through there. Because every time we think we've got God figured out, we'll get lazy. Hello, somebody. We'll just get in this neutral zone, you know. We'll just sort of float along. But there's something about God that keeps me, I guess the word I'm looking for is curious, to do more, to search for more, to allow my heart to go after Him more. Because He says there in the Word, in the book of Isaiah, you know where I'm going, she's already said it. He said that my ways are not. Now let me ask you something. Now I'm just preaching what I feel like God's pouring into me right now. There's not a person in this room, and I learned this through life, still learning it in life. And if you've got small children in this room, you'll learn it soon enough. You can't give a kid everything that kid wants. There's some things in life that a kid may want, but a kid don't need. I was given a .22 rifle by my dad at 12. I still got it. I was given another .22 rifle by another man, same kind. Marlin .22 long rifle. It's got a squirrel on the stock, little back, you know. I used it a lot. I've popped a lot of squirrels with it growing up. But there ain't a man or a woman in this room that I would suggest giving a .22 rifle to any kid this day. You may want it, but you don't need it. Now, some of you men are probably going to argue with me, and that's okay. And the reason I say that is because God, we think we always want something from God. God, this gigantic God, Santa Claus, sitting on the throne of heaven, God, give me this. And God says, wait.